You know, we wouldn't do that for Mother's Day.
No, of course not. No.
I wouldn't
Mom
be like,
would love a big black man.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast. My name is Matt. I'm here with Tam and Andy. It's the E3 episode, guys. What's up?
No, it's actually the Father's Day episode. We're going to talk to you about father's tips and how to be a better dad.
The best tip that my father ever gave was to my mom quite a while
ago. And it wasn't
ago.
Just the tip.
When you only work with 2 inches, the tip counts as a lot.
Jesus, throwing your dad under the bus on Father's Day.
Like father, like son.
It's where I get it from, dude.
I was taught that oranges don't leave bruises, but belts do.
I was taught that you better put my fucking tools back in the right spot.
My dad, is that a true thing? Because my dad,
I mean,
like
he didn't
that.
Curse at me, but yeah.
Yeah.
He was my dad, put my tools back in the right spot.
If I fuck with anything on his desk, I'll get like a text or something like a day later, like, what'd you do? What'd you do my desk?
I was taught, quit wearing that pink dress, you fairy, and go outside and play ball.
give me that cantaloupe back. You're a man.
No son of mine is going to be hanging around with a darkie.
And that's the line. All right.
Oh, man, I took that.
So
I took that way too far.
So how was your weeks before we get into everything?
You know, we wouldn't do that for Mother's Day.
No, of course not. No,
I wouldn't
mom
be like
would love a big black man.
I wouldn't be like, hey guys, my mom was a racist. Ben.
I know it's just so, it's there's I don't know it's funny with a dad. I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't.
My
know.
Dad wasn't really racist, by the way.
No, your dad's cool as hell.
My dad's from Alabama. Take it as you will.
My dad just says creepy shit, so
yeah,
not like murder, not like murder creepy shit, but like
I know this is a podcast.
I'm gonna compliment that. No one in my fucking family listens.
I know this is a podcast, but blink if you need help, buddy.
Oh no, I'm fine.
You blinked. You blinked.
But like that cashier's got really pretty hair. All right, Dad, you don't have to tell her that. It's fine.
What
do you
fine.
Tell her?
Oh yeah,
this is my kind of guy.
Yeah,
anything.
I don't like going out to eat with my family because of that. Every waitress, you got really pretty ass, or you got really pretty hair. Dad, just stop.
Nice
your wife,
ass.
Your wife's right here, or she'll walk away and I'll be like, "That's a good figure on her," and I'm like, "You are 5 feet away from your wife."
So,
yeah, he does. He after he's retired, like. My dad already didn't give any fucks, but his level of fucks has dropped below zero. He just doesn't give a fuck anymore.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Living the dream.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he is. So.
Can't you wait to talk about other women next to your wife?
No, because I actually fear that Camilla might fucking shank me.
Yeah?
She's feisty enough.
I agree.
You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb and say she probably will not stab you.
I'd probably get a slap, though, and you know those hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. If she was a man, I would have hit her maybe twice now.
Maybe twice.
I wouldn't. There's some times I would have been mad and be like, you deserve that.
You should have slapped her back.
I've
feminism alive and world. Well, baby.
That husband that if she would have brought it upon herself and someone just fucking hauled off and punched her in the face, I would have been like, you did that.
What'd you do?
Yeah. You brought that upon yourself. I'm not going to defend you.
Wow, Andy, the victim blamer over here.
Well, if you bring it upon yourself, you did that.
I can't believe Andy just said in 2017 that rape victims deserve it.
No.
All because of what they wear? How dare he?
No,
wow,
guys, you
Andy.
Guys heard what I said?
I can't
Jeez.
Even believe that Andy would say
what
something
a victim
like
blamer.
That.
Andy's going to be like up for like a big promotion one day, and they're going to be like, by the way, I listened to a podcast.
Yeah, you mentioned you had a podcast, so I checked out all 800 episodes.
I checked out one specific episode.
Yeah.
That was sent to me via email link.
And then within the first 5 minutes, you said,
can you explain me?
And then you're like, no, if you listen, I didn't actually say that. It was my co-host. No, I think I heard it.
I can't distinguish the three voices apart.
Yeah, I was going to make a joke about that and be like, it all sounds like you talking.
Yeah, no one can tell the voices apart. At least in the first few episodes, you're going to be like, I don't know whose voice is whose.
Yeah. It's just three dudes.
I keep practicing my Matt and Andy impersonations so that randomly I can just ventriloquist say something. You guys won't know, or you will.
Is that is it ventriloquism where you can throw your voice? Like, to where it sounds like it's coming from a different side of your room.
I don't think it's ventriloquism.
What would it be, then?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I thought any time that displaced your voice, it was ventriloquism.
I would fuck with people so much if I had that ability.
Because I don't think ventriloquism specifically is about giving objects voices. Because, like, this would be ventriloquism. Hey, Andy, I'm the computer monitor. Look at me. Because I gave it a voice.
That's some pretty lame ventriloquism.
No, it was good. The computer monitor is my new opening comedy bit.
If I could copy your guys' voices, I'd be over here like, 9/11 was an inside job.
Well, fuck, 9/11 was an inside job. I'm going to copy that. Tamara Cardo does not believe that 9/11 was an inside job. My week was fine. Back to the original question. My week was totally okay. This next week's going to be bitching, though. I don't have work at all. I'm totally off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, is this the week you had
this
to
This is
eat
the week.
Salty
Woo!
Week.
How exciting.
This is called the salty week.
Nah, dude. I'm just going to fucking get drunk and play card games all day, every day. I might. This might be a perpetual inebriation period for Tam. Just because I can.
I recommend. It sounds bitchy, but it's really good for your body. I guess not good, but it's better than beer or anything. Vodka and cranberry.
Vodka and cranberry. Perfect.
Because cranberry juice helps you, like, flush out your system. Vodka has almost no, like, calories or anything to it. It's perfect.
I'm not manly enough to drink beer.
I know it's not, exciting, but I know from someone who lost a lot of weight that vodka water is good to drink because it's such low calorie.
Yeah. I've known people.
You're not exactly hurting though. I'm sure you. You could drink some fruity drinks for a week and be fine.
No, yeah.
But
thanks.
Like beer just makes me feel super fucking like bloated and shitty.
I always think beer tastes too much like semen.
Okay, so beer is totally one of those acquired taste beers.
So everybody in the world stop right now and goes, one, how do you know what semen tastes like? And two,
that's exactly
fuck.
What I'm thinking
I love
over
the
here.
Taste of beer.
It's one of those like. Even you smell it, you're like, that's fine.
Tam's like, beer tastes like semen. While at the same time, Andy's like, I love the taste of...
Wait a minute, how can I...
Sabeerman.
That's why I throw out the, it's an acquired taste?
Yeah, semen's an acquired taste.
I like, after drinking beer, I get why somebody could be gay. Like, I get it. I get how they can all make that choice. We're just hitting every...
I know, we're just...
It's a good podcast, guys.
Yeah.
All right, you want to start the whole ordeal?
Do you have a special E3 drop for us?
Ah!
Yeah, I got one.
All right.
Okay, here, I'll get ready.
Gaming news so great,
E3.
You'll be coming back for more. I need
it. 2017.
This is gaming news.
That was really good.
I want to say in the past we might have had one E3 drop.
Yeah, we might have. Well, yes, when he said that, like, do we have a special drop? I was like, fuck, that's a good idea.
I want to say in the past we might have had one. But...
Dude, if you would have clicked that button and a fucking Father's Day drop would have happened, I would have lost my shit.
Hard rap music and Father's Day and those ham horns.
So I've got a kind of a rundown of all the games coming out in 2017 from E3.
I bet none of them are from Sony.
Yeah. Oh, from Sony. So you mean like first party games?
Yeah. All those was in 2018. Let's go, baby. Yeah. Your dreams.
That was a 2018 rum this year.
So ARMS. Actually, ARMS already came out. It came out pretty much the fucking second that E3 ended.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that. Oh.
That game looks really fucking fun.
Yeah, I watched a couple of gameplay. I watched the producer kick some dude's ass.
That was Mike Tyson. It wasn't Mike Tyson. No, it wasn't Mike Tyson at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like I would have heard about that. Yeah. Crash Bandicoot, Insane Trilogy.
I know it's going to be $60, and I want it so fucking bad.
Is it?
I don't know. I have actually not seen a price
I thought yet. It was $40.
But if it's $40, that's a launch day pickup for me. But yeah, $60, I was like pushing it, because I was like, I own those on disc and digital already.
It's coming out June 30th.
Yeah, it's 40. That's
Splatoon cool. 2.
Baby. Is that only for Switch? Or we got that on the Wii U too?
It just says Switch.
Fuck. I fucked up with the Wii U, guys.
It's okay.
Because there's no way I'm going to get a Switch like anytime soon.
Hey, Pikmin. Comes out
Have
July
you
28th.
Played any of the Pikmin, either of you?
I played Pikmin 1, and I was fucking obsessed with it. I thought the game was so clever.
What is, like, an overall objective of it?
So...
you got 30 seconds to sum it up.
This Pikmin game is different, but basically you crash land on a dystopian Earth
that and you enslave the Pikmin.
And you pluck this sentient vegetable that becomes your servant. And you use to fight monsters, and you use it to go find parts of your rocket ship so that you can go back. But you only have enough breathable... air for 30 days. So the game puts you on a clock. Oh. Yeah. Hmm. So you take pellets and you take discarded food and you take all these things and you put them into the Pikmin ship and it will create more Pikmin.
All right.
But you have these specific objectives on these specific maps that different Pikmin do different things and you can get your rocket ship parts. And you don't have to get every part. They're like, let's say, like 50 parts. You can beat the game with 30, but with 50, you get like a perfect ending or something like that. All
right.
Yeah.
Tacoma comes out, which is from the Gone Home developer. Put you aboard an abandoned spaceship.
Going back to that Pikmin game, this Pikmin that he's talking about is a 2D Pikmin. So it's like a Mario-style Pikmin. I have no fucking clue that's going to work.
All right. It'll be like Terraria.
I don't know.
Agents of Mayhem.
That I can't tell if that game's a sequel to Saints Row or not, because it looks exactly like Saints Row.
Well, it says here, Volition's Entertainment's next open world action game looks like a major departure from its past work on Saints Row.
Oh, see, it looks and feels to me exactly like Saints Row.
So I'm gonna guess no, that is not a sequel. Sonic Mania. Uncharted, The Lost Legacy.
I might wait for a sale on that. That's what I did with their Last of Us DLC like that.
It's where you you play as the fan favorite character, Raiden.
The ninja?
Yeah.
No, you play as Chloe Frazier.
She's badass.
Madden 18, yay.
That game, I'm not a sports fan at all, but that game looked...
I'm surprised you had anything to say about it.
I'm excited for the Madden fans that they're getting something slightly different.
Yeah,
like
finally.
It's not the same fucking
game. Is this the one that's
got a
story mode? Yeah.
Like, that's exciting for me.
I know they did a story mode in the NBA one, and it was really well received. Or the soccer one. One of the NBA, or basketball or soccer, and I know it was really well received.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same game, basketball and soccer.
Yeah. One's with a foot in a net.
I know.
There's
like
a hand in it.
Like there's a
goalie. I think
I know Madden. Right. Every time Madden comes out, it's like a big deal for some people too. So I know everybody gets pumped for those.
2 points in both games is like a really big deal.
Yakuza Kiwami.
I've never played one.
Yeah, it's the first entry of is a remake of the first Yakuza series game.
Neat.
Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle.
Did you see the GIF of the developer crying?
Yes.
I mean, that's awesome that he's so proud of that game, but it was just a random beardy dude just crying in the seat.
I've heard a lot of people be like, I fucking hate the Rabbids as a franchise. They're cancerous minion Same bullshit. Game. But every time I played that game, it was super fun. Apparently, the gameplay is fucking fantastic.
I heard that everyone like was like, oh, fuck, this announcement or this game is going to be horrible. But I guess when they showed it off, everyone was like, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's exactly what I heard,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, like, this looks good. It looks like someone said they compared it to XCOM.
Yeah.
Just like, hey.
Life is Strange Before the Storm. It's a 3-episode prequel to the events of Life is Strange.
Which doesn't have the original voice actress.
You ready for this? Knack 2, baby!
Nobody. That's like a... That's the Baywatch movie of video games. No one asked for that. Nobody asked for that. But Sony was like, oh, that's a Sony first party.
I think that was announced last E3.
It was, though. A lot of this E3...
Was it announced last E3?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I remember hearing about it last year. And it's going the same thing, really.
Isn't Knack the one with, like, the papier-mâché dudes?
It's, like, thousands of pixels on screen. Stuff can blow up, and it looks dumb.
It was just to make the PS4 look cool.
Yeah.
It was really, like, a PS4 demo.
Yeah. Huh. It was a tech demo, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
this was, like...
And for some reason, they decide, like, hey, let's keep this going.
That's the only thing I can think of was like, they're like, ah, oh, this studio's not doing anything. We bought them. Knack 2.
Yeah, you should. At this point, it's like, all right, guys, it's been a couple years now. You have more games. We don't need another Knack. We now understand what the console can do. Thank you.
Yeah.
Commit Seppuku.
Sudoku.
Seppuku. I like Seppuku. Sudoku. I know it's Sudoku. Oh, okay.
You fucking idiot.
Clicked in my head when I said it.
Good job, Matt.
Destiny 2.
I don't know. Destiny 1 felt like Halo reskinned to me.
How can you have another Destiny? Isn't Destiny something that sticks the same?
And forever? Everybody that I've read like gameplay or like played like little alphas or pre-releases were like it's like Destiny 1.5.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Dishonored, Death of the Outsider.
That trailer was cool.
Metroid, Samus Returns.
That's the 3DS one, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's the one that they shut down. They shut down the fan build so that they could release their own. Yay, Nintendo.
FIFA 18. FIFA 18 was kind of obvious, but that's good. Total War, Warhammer 2.
That's been in development for what feels like forever. I remember hearing news about that like years ago.
Oh, I'm pumped for this one. Cuphead.
That game will never come out.
Oh, well, the release date is September 29th, and that's more than we've ever got.
Sweet. I can't wait for them to miss it.
Was that a Kickstarter game?
I don't think so.
Okay. So it might have an actual release, or they might meet it.
Like, it's been in development forever. But I think this is the first time they put a date on it, which is exciting.
Like, looking at that game, I can totally understand why it would take forever.
Yeah. But it's already on Steam, but you can't pre-order yet. I know, it's just like, this game will unlock in September. I'm like, alright.
That'd be funny, it unlocks in September, but doesn't come out till like, May of next
year. Yeah. It's September, you can pre-order it now for May of next year.
That'd be silly.
Forza Motorsport 7.
I don't care.
The Evil Within 2.
I have the first. I borrowed the first one from my dad last week, so I'm going to give that a try here soon.
Assassin's Creed Origins.
Okay, so I have a weak spot for Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
I never buy when they come out, but I always get them like a year or two down the road when they're like 10, 15 bucks. And I love them. I don't know why.
They make you feel like a badass.
Yeah.
They have a very good job at immersion.
That's it. And I like the history aspects of them, too. They capture history really well.
Excited to fight a giant snake.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited, though, that they took, like, a year or two off of actually releasing one to, like, work on one.
Hone it.
Yeah. So this one might be solid.
I'm pretty sure that... I think they fucked up because this was in chronological order.
Wow.
And we went from, let's see, Forza comes out October 3rd. Then we went from to The Evil Within 2, which comes out October 13th. Mm-hmm. Shadow of War comes out on October 10th.
That's correct.
Why is it not in this list? It was at E3.
Maybe this was announced at E3.
Cuphead was in this list.
It wasn't announced at E3.
Yeah. Cuphead was announced back on my 6th birthday.
Okay, well then maybe they forgot.
Yeah, and that's a fucking problem.
Yeah, maybe just like nobody's excited about that game.
I'm going to make a comment right now.
Please no. do. Please fucking make a comment live on the podcast.
I got to make a...
You have to make an account?
I got to make an account.
We're not making an account. I don't have that time.
Here, talk
you
among...
log in with Facebook. You use the podcast Facebook.
Log in with Pornhub.
It's okay. I can do both at the same time. Coming out November 3rd, Call of Duty World War...
Whoa. Wolfenstein's in October, too.
Well, it's not fucking in here, then.
Whoa!
Don't woe me.
No one cares about that game, either.
I was like, this game comes out while I'm gone. Fuck. That game, that's probably my biggest hype.
Yeah?
The first game was fucking amazing.
Yeah, that looked good.
Story, gameplay, everything about it was fantastic. And it's the same developer. So
Jesus,
like,
Christ, your keys are fucking loud.
Yeah.
Are you doing it on purpose to be loud for the podcast?
That's
mechanical
keyboard. That's real.
Wow.
Yeah.
Listeners,
is somebody filming a movie? Why does it have to be that loud?
Listeners, when he starts typing the comment, total silence. I want you to hear what he's typing.
Okay, now, maybe not total silence, maybe a few seconds of silence.
No.
I am not a robot. So are we still talking about Call of Duty? Sorry. I can move on here.
I'm actually excited. I like World War II. It looks good. So I'll wait for reviews before I get it.
I've never owned a Call of Duty game.
I've owned a lot.
Inappropriate
of
username. Oh, it must begin with a letter.
Would you fucking
what? Three hit combo.
You named it Ass Blasters.
I guess I have to spell out the number 3. Oh crap, I gotta put in a password again. Okay. Everyone complete silence. Okay.
Oh, know the password.
So after that, November 7th, Crackdown 3.
I this is one of those games where I will believe it when it actually is physically out.
I literally don't know what the fuck I'm doing wrong. Okay, so it just says inappropriate username. It's 3-hit combo with the 3 spelled out.
Do you need to have a symbol?
It doesn't.
What website is this?
It's fucking GameSpot.
Oh. GameSpot?
Is there like a hidden curse word in there?
3-tit
combo or something?
3-shit?
3...
No,
there's re in there. Re. Fuck it, I'm going to join with Facebook.
Ah! It's always a good backup right there.
So, Crackdown 3.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it.
Oh my god, it's seriously sending me to the create a new account on GameSpot again. This is going to be a pain in the ass.
Look what you've done.
And an hour and a half later. Guys, I got it.
Yeah, I just said, fuck you. I got banned.
One time at work, I had to change my password. And it has to be, like, more than 8 characters, have a symbol, uppercase, and a number in it. And I think I spent a good 5 minutes trying every password I could think of. And eventually, I just made fuck the system 88. And that went through.
What, as your password?
Yeah.
Fuck the system 88.
Yeah. Guys, I can't do it. It just keeps telling inappropriate username, and I don't know what to do anymore.
If
I had more time, I'd keep trying more usernames. I tried 3-hit combo again just to see after I logged in with Facebook, and then just as a joke, I tried dicks and dicks just to see if it would let me through.
Dicks with dicks.
You have to have an inappropriate username.
Yeah, that's what it's telling you. Inappropriate username. Choose it. Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite.
I saw
now we're out of chronological order, so maybe we'll see the ones we...
I saw a good description of this game. Someone was like, this looks like mediocre fan fiction.
I was really, really, really excited for this game. Because, like, I've never... I played Marvel vs. Capcom 2 in the arcades, and that was really fun. I was, like, fucking button mashing the shit out of things. And then, like, Marvel vs. Capcom 3 happened, and I played against somebody who knew what they were doing. And I was like, fuck, I don't like this game at all. It fucking sucks. And this one, I was like, wow, this is really exciting. I think I'm going to give this a try. And then I saw Dragon Ball FighterZ, and I was like...
Nope, who gives a fuck about Marvel?
That was the interaction a lot of my friends on Facebook had. Was like, they were pumped, and then once they showed up Dragon Ball, they were just like, well, that's that.
Pokken Tournament DX.
That'll be cool. I've seen the arcade version.
Oh, I shouldn't have spent all this time trying to make an account, because Middle Earth Shadow of War. So, for some reason, we dropped back to September, and now we're going in re-chronological order. Yeah.
They just wanted us to have a bit on the podcast.
That's exactly what they wanted. Must show the world Matt's mechanical keyboard.
It's glorious.
Unfortunately, I don't know what else to say about it that I haven't already said, but it looks goddamn fucking amazing.
It looks really good.
Yeah, it looks alright.
I'm gonna wait for probably the game of the year.
What?
Because I did that with Shadow of Mordor. I just waited for the game of the year.
You're gonna wait?
Yeah.
The fuck is wrong with you, Andy?
Also, by then, I might have,
By then, you could be dead.
It's true, you
well,
could
then,
be.
My bad.
Well, then, my bad.
I might not come back from Italy. Who knows?
Bibbidi-bobbidi.
If only.
South Park, The Fractured But Whole.
This game looks so sick. Ready for that game.
I'm gonna get it.
Yeah.
I don't buy games. I watch other people play games.
I already got it fucking pre-ordered.
Nice.
I lived in 2017. I'm getting this game. My girlfriend fucking hates South Park.
Really?
What?
Yeah, she's like, it's just dumb. I was like, you're not wrong.
Yeah,
it's
not
pretty
wrong,
fucking dumb.
This past, like, 4 seasons have been quality. But, all right. Yeah, I mean, each their own. That's fine.
To each their own. Yeah. It is strike number 2.
Oh, what's strike number 1?
Oh, I can't tell you.
Oh.
Super Mario Odyssey.
What is that, November?
October 27th.
Damn, October is going to be a packed launch month.
Bloodbath.
You ready? You ready for more in October? Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus. It's a game. It's a game
Nazis,
about it's
Nazis
about,
and milkshakes.
It's about white genocide.
Yeah.
Oh,
it just looks so good.
The whites genociding people.
Super Lucky's Tale. Yeah, let's move on. Need for Speed Payback.
Was that about a rabbit?
It's about, like, a fox.
Oh.
So there was this funny video. Someone was watching the E3 video for that Need for Speed. And they were showing this chick climb into a car. And this guy's like, wouldn't that be crazy if she just, in the moment he said, a supercar launched out of that? A fucking supercar launched out of the back of his truck. Oh, it was good. But I can't. They're still fucking making Need for Speeds.
Ni No Kuni 2, Revenant Kingdom.
I know there's a lot of hype behind it.
I think I have the original on Steam. NBA Live 18.
No surprise.
Gran Turismo Sport.
Those games blow my mind with how photorealistic they look.
Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Yeah, I think I'll get Battlefront 2. I think I'll actually play it.
I'll get it on PS4 too, so. Yeah.
Really?
Because I don't... I've yet to experiment with the Frostbite engine on my new computer, and I know Battlefront 2 will be, like, probably that new benchmark game, and I just want a good experience with it.
Oh my god, Andy, you could run it on your computer, no problem.
I know. I'm waiting for Battlefield 1 to be cheap, because that's the current benchmark, and if I can run that, then I'll probably get it. But
I really doubt there's no way you can't run those games. Like, I severely doubt it.
I could not run, and I don't know if it was just because of their engine or something, but I cannot run
Minecraft.
the newest Deus Ex on everything Ultra. I had to, like, have...
Well, even if you had things on, like, high, it would still look better than a console.
But I would need my PC Master. PC Master Race.
I know, but it doesn't have to be Ultra to still be a step up.
I know. I'm waiting, though. The video card that I'm getting, or have... it's already down to like 400-something, and usually October is when the new NVIDIAs and all the graphic cards come out.
Mm-hmm.
They announce them, so I might be able to SLI next year.
Nice. Nice. Vampyr is coming out November 2017. It's from the Remember Me in Life is Strange studio.
Oh, it might be good then.
Yeah. When I hear Vampyr, all I can think of is South Park again with the vamp kids. Like, my game's coming out per se.
Yeah, it's whatever.
And finally, Xenoblade Chronicles.
It's been a while since the Xenoblade's been out.
So, and this one just says Holiday 2017.
I bet that won't make it.
That chick looks banging. Yeah, I'd fuck her.
Booth babes.
Xbox boss says backwards compatibility can help with uncertain future for single player games.
Oh, that makes sense.
You know what I think is interesting is, like, you know how the E3 that the Xbox One and the PS4 was announced, like, PS4 completely ethered Xbox with their whole, like, no restrictions on shared games and stuff like that. Yeah. Everyone was like, yeah, we're going to buy a PS4. I feel like that's come around the other way now with Xbox's backwards compatibility stuff.
Totally.
Yes, because PS4 is like, who wants to play old games? And then Xbox, like, they weren't just like, oh, you could play old games on your Xbox One X. They're like, no, you can system link an Xbox One X to an original Xbox. Like, god damn, you guys really went far with that one.
Yeah.
And I like that you can play the actual old game on the console. Where PlayStation, if you want to play old games, you have to get that PlayStation Now.
Yeah.
And... I honestly, I don't think you can play PS3 games on the 4 because of that cell processor and how fucking crazy weird Netty that thing was. Yeah. But there's no excuse for PS2 and PS1s. That's a simple emulation.
Yeah.
And those things are hella powerful machines.
Exactly. Easy. Yeah.
So there's no excuse for 2 and 1, but 3 I understand.
I can't wait to play the original Spyro.
I have the, on PS3, I have the original Spyro. Like, it was part of PlayStation Plus. They gave us the first three Crashes and the first three Spyros.
So good. Do you think they'll remaster Spyro like they did Crash?
I think if Crash does really well, or sells really well, they'll do Spyro.
Neat.
That would be sweet.
Yeah.
That'd be really sweet.
Spyro could benefit really well from a remaster. It'd look pretty.
If Skylanders will take their grubby hands off him.
Well, I mean,
Quit milking him.
The same company that's publishing Crash owns Skylanders, so.
Oh, okay.
They have Spyro, so.
Nice.
So I want to mention the dog in Far Cry 5.
The dog races too?
I bet you that dog's going to fucking die. Knowing Far Cry, I bet you the dog's going to get killed.
I'm so excited for the setting for Far Cry.
I was like, after Far Cry 4 and Primal, I'm like, where the fuck are they going to go? Yeah. Like, there's so many how many times are you going to go to a nondescript tropical or African country, you know?
America.
Well, fuck. They went to Montana. Yeah.
And it looks good. It's also one of those games that took like a year or two off.
And it's just like... release,
and it looks like it benefited.
Yeah. And I mean, like, why would you not want two games about white genocide?
Right. Of course.
It's just, I'm glad, I like that idea, like a Jim Jones crazy religious cult. I think that's super
yes,
cool.
Yes, yes.
That is going to be fun.
It's one of my favorite pastimes.
Alabama. Since you can play the full game, like 100% co-op, I've always wanted to do this with my dad, so we're each going to buy a copy, and then like once a week.
You're not going to get it for him for Father's Day?
It doesn't come out. I got him... Oh, yeah, he doesn't listen. I got him Dishonored 2 for Father's Day.
Nice.
Yeah, you fucking. I think he played Dishonored the first one like 4 or 5 times in a row.
Wow.
Yeah, he played fucking Fallout 4 3 times straight in a row. I don't think that disc left the PS4 for like a solid year, maybe year and a half.
Wow.
Unless he was playing like a DVD in it.
That's fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah, he beat it once on normal, once on hard, and then once on hard survival.
Wow. Yeah.
He's fucking hardcore.
I fucking guess. Why isn't your dad on this fucking podcast? He's way better at games than I am.
He plays ever since he retired, dude. I'll get on the
I guess that's fair.
I'll get on the PlayStation app and he's just always fucking on.
So you gonna get Skyrim for the Switch? Anybody?
No.
Dude, Skyrim's gonna come out on every fucking console.
Dude, the memes that came out of that afterwards, I saw someone was like, Skyrim on one of those TI-84 calculators.
I just don't get how they think they could pass off a game that came out 6 years ago.
The Switch. Was it 2011?
Yeah.
Yeah. It came out on 11-11-11.
Yeah. That
I remember Skyler busted a nut for it.
Yeah,
me too. We had a fucking thing about it. Yeah,
I know. I was a dedicated listener. This is to all you fans out there. If you want to be on the podcast, here you got to do two things: you got to suck Skyler Joyce's dick, and you got to live in Omaha, Nebraska. There you go. I did it. I filled in both requirements.
The first task is actually the hardest thing because Skyler could be in the U.S., could be not. You gotta find him. He's like, where in the world is Skyler San Diego?
Is his last name Skyler? Is his last name San Diego?
No, but it's like Carmen San Diego.
Oh. I understand the reference now.
But yeah, they need to stop, man. Skyrim's turning into that it prints money mentality.
It is a good game.
Like, I understand. It's a fan-fucking-tastic
game. I bet I would actually even enjoy going back and playing it. But I would rather just come up with a new one, you know?
Yeah, I would forego. Let's go to Tamriel. Bring back or do an Elder Scrolls 6. That would be fucking amazing.
I agree.
Well, I guess since we're on that topic, Skyrim VR and Doom VR,
Fallout VR
looks good. Doom VR looks horrible.
Really?
Dude, the movement system in that game looks fucking shit. It's one of those where you're locked in place until you make a cursor and then you like zoom to that place. You like teleport to it. It looks very nauseating.
Huh.
It does not look good.
So you're not allowed to walk forwards?
No, yeah, you don't walk. You
just teleport places.
Teleport places around the room. It doesn't look good.
Hmm. And that's how the game worked? Or that's how VR works?
That's how the VR works. Why would they do that? The game is fast as fuck on keyboard.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
I don't play on keyboard.
They probably weren't able to like
transfer
that movement style into VR because it's fast.
Hmm.
Fallout VR looks good.
I agree.
Skyrim VR feels the most like VR-y. Like it would fit in the VR world because like bows, you're pulling with the controllers, shield and sword. Fallout, you're just a gun.
I heard somebody that was at E3 playing the Skyrim one, and like people just weren't, because it was shoehorned in. The dude had a sword and he had a fireball, and he would just move his sword into the body, into the hurt box of another person, and the blood would just start coming out, and then he would fall over. And be like, well, that wasn't very fun. Like, oh, yeah, you'd be like,
I didn't think about that.
He's dead. Cool.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, the hitbox and the hurt box is a little janky, but I'm sure.
I bet you're right. It might have been shoehorned in once they figured out Fallout, but I know Fallout was like their main focus.
I think Fallout's going to be great. You can play the whole fucking game in VR. That's insane.
Yeah. Fallout VR is the reason I bought my computer and I'm like saving up for the Vive. That was the reason.
Don't you have the PlayStation VR?
My dad might get that though. He's really thinking about getting it, so I'm pumped as shit.
I want to.
I did not know this. It is combined sale, or it has more sales than the Oculus and the Vive combined.
Yeah.
It's like, shit.
They already had a fucking shit ton of customers that were like, hey, it's paying extra $100, whatever. Do you, boo? All
right.
Matt, I'm sorry we took over the conversation.
Did you guys see a lot of Anthem?
No.
That looks like BioWare. Like, that looks like platinum status BioWare.
It kind of looks like EA and BioWare's answer to Destiny.
Yes, I'll agree on that. Especially when the people, like the friends started coming in, I was like, oh, this is like raids in Destiny.
Yeah, it looks pretty sweet.
But it looks like solid BioWare. Not like Mass Effect Andromeda BioWare, but like Mass Effect 1 through 3, Dragon Age Origins BioWare. Like, good.
Hmm.
What'd you guys think of the trailer for Dead of War?
I didn't mind it. I thought it was okay.
I like the different way they're going.
Mm.
Yeah. I like that Kratos has a personality.
Yeah, it looks a lot more like character and character story driven based game than let's just fucking murder.
Yell
everything.
At the screen.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited for
if you can't fuck two bitches at the same time, I don't want to play it though. I don't want to play this goddamn minigame where I knock a vase off the sideboard table. You know what I'm talking about? Man, you know what I'm talking about. Man, you know what I'm talking about?
The very first scene in the game is a banging the mom minigame. Then flash forward to when the sun's like...
Fuck, that would be amazing. And then you bang the sun? I am so into this fucking game, dude. Let's go. It's like the whole game's just like a hidden sexual advances towards your son. And the final boss, you like take your son to this huge adventure and you kick down the door and it's just like a candlelit room. I brought you here, Jacob.
Oh my god.
It's time to minigame that ass. I will press triangle, then circle, then square many times over.
Move that stick.
Move that stick.
Hello, yes, the police?
This beard's scratchy. So is yours, Jacob. So is yours.
All right. The police, I'm calling back. A lot of people are excited for Monster Hunter World.
That was a surprise. Mm. Like, an actual... Dude, I don't know why, but the amount of Monster Hunters that came out on the PSP and the Vita were ridiculous.
Yeah?
There was like 3 or 4 Monster Hunters for that thing.
I remember Skylar and all of his friends, because I never had a PSP, they would sit at lunch and just play Monster Hunter. That's what they would do.
Yeah.
They'd scarf their food down or wouldn't fucking eat and then fucking play Monster Hunter. Like, we gotta beat this Rathalos. Jesus Christ,
Tom
fucking
Clark.
Nerd.
Tom Clark was a hardcore Monster Hunter fan.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it's cool that it's coming out for the big three, like the consoles and the PC.
I might get it on PlayStation.
I have no...
They're very fun.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But Andy, what do you think about Skull and Bones?
It uses the Black Flag pirate battle.
Yeah.
And it's fully about pirates.
Yeah.
It looks fucking sweet. It looks so cool.
Hey, did you like the cool part, the lame parts of Black Flag? Come be a boat. go be a boat
we
now.
We took the best parts of Black Flag, the best Assassin's game. And we made a game out of it.
You mean I get to scale up buildings and kill people? No. You're a boat.
It looks really cool.
What's my main character look like? He's big and wooden. He's got sails.
Got a couple cannons.
That reminds me, I played for a bit the Deadliest Catch video game.
I remember that.
I think it's what Deadliest Catch, like Survival Instinct? Some shit.
Survival
like that.
Instinct.
I don't. It was something like
the
that.
The fucking bass came up and slapped me in the mouth.
They hunt king crab.
Quick time events, pulling those crabs in.
Fucking Jacob. Let's
but
go.
It's pretty much like you're a boat. Like there is a captain, but like the captain, you don't really see or he never really speaks, so you're just kind of a boat.
I'm a boat, motherfucker.
That's really funny.
Hey, so, Spider-Man.
Jesus fucking Christ, Spider-Man, let's go.
Dude, that looks like a solid, solid Spider-Man game. Holy crap.
I might be the world's biggest fanboy, but I think that's the reason that I think Sony won. Was Spider-Man.
That gameplay they showed off was, it was like jaw-droppingly good.
Yeah.
The web physics,
yeah,
were oh my god,
and the tools you got to use, and it was fucking Arkham Asylum, but Spider-Man.
Yeah, I heard a lot of that comparison too.
That's great. I'll take more of that, please.
I don't know
if I'm cool with Mr. Negative being the main bad guy. I hope he's like some ancillary bad guy. Let's get something real. Cool. Like it'd be totally fine if he was like
sure
a Rhino level bad guy.
I'm pretty sure we'll get a lot of like other villains too.
I'm sure
show up, so that'd be cool. But
like Mr. Negative, the homeless shelter manager doesn't.
I'm gonna get you.
I'm gonna fucking raise the prices at this Goodwill. No, I'm Spider-Man. You can't do that.
I go to college.
Actually, he's been crime fighting for like 8 years, so he's like a grown ass man.
Ooh, it's grizzled Spider-Man.
Oh yeah, he's grizzled. but he still sounds like he fucks up a lot, I guess, because he's Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. He's never
perfect. He said the lines, please let this work, at least twice in the trailer.
Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Jesus, oh my god.
Looks super close to the anime.
The
like
3v3, or no, sorry, not just the 3 verse.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's
that,
sick.
That's the screen time of just everything going on that 3v, or what, just 3 verses. Is it 3v3 or just
it's 3v3.
3v.
It's like Marvel vs. Capcom, but they made it Dragon Ball Z. And it looks fantastic. It's by the same people that make Guilty Gear, and that game is beautiful.
And those guys know what they're doing with fighting
games.
Yeah,
they do. Yeah, they do. I'm a little bummed that it's only on Xbox.
Shut up. Yeah. No, is it a timed exclusive?
I haven't seen anything. I've exclusively seen the Xbox logos on this fucking thing. Which
I know Xbox
fucking
showed it off.
Hurts my soul. No. Yeah, I know.
What's the game called?
Dragon Ball FighterZ, but the S is a Z. And I did see that there was a pronouncer for it. It's not like Dragon Ball FighterZ Z. It's Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Well, that's lame. I would rather have been FighterZ.
Really?
Yes, but only because fuck that game, you know? Put it on PlayStation.
Atari is working on a new console.
Nope.
Yeah, man. Nope. I'm in 100%.
It either will not happen or it'll come out and flop.
When Atari first revealed its Atari Box project at E3 this year, the announcement was met with skepticism as to whether the teaser was even real. The company hadn't made a home console in more than 30 years and yet was choosing 2017 to get back in the game. Well, Atari CEO Fred Chesnas conferred to GamesBeat on Friday that the company is doing just that.
What the fuck has Atari made recently?
I have no fucking
idea. I didn't even realize Atari was still a company. I thought it went bankrupt.
Okay, Amazon has it listed for PS4.
Fuck yes.
The new console will include wood grain paneling.
Nice.
Are they fucking serious? Is this serious?
He has also noted that the hardware will be PC based.
Gross.
This will not go.
No, dude.
Atari is currently making a profit developing mobile games.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm glad that the article is like, what the fuck did these guys even do?
And then this also mentions that the wild success of the NES Classic Edition last year shows them that people might be in the market for a nostalgia Atari console.
So they're building like an Atari Classic probably then.
You didn't gather that from wood paneling?
That was my first cue, but then that comment. Okay, so they're not being like a competitor to the PlayStation 4. That's what I was assuming they were doing. And I was going to be like, you can't even fucking touch the big two.
Maybe they'll take and make more than 10 of them, unlike Nintendo.
Hey, good idea.
Thanks. I feel like
so expensive on eBay now.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. The GameStop game store that I work at had two of them, and I'm like, hold them. He's like, no, we can sell them for like $100 now. I'm like, but if you just hold them.
Yeah. Like if you just hold them. Yeah. I might buy if I told myself they do a Super NES class, like a Super Nintendo one, I was going to pick one up, but I might pick up like two.
Seven.
I'm not going to be that guy. But maybe make a little profit.
Sega seems up for porting Yakuza and Persona to the PC. So Sega has actually made a lot of strides recently with porting over Japanese games to PC, like Bayonetta and Vanquish.
Oh, Vanquish is so good.
So it looks like the next up for them will probably be Yakuza and Persona.
And the ports have been solid ports, too. Like, they work. They're flawless. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Vanquish I highly recommend if anybody... If anybody out there is curious about it, it is fantastic.
And so, as we do every year after E3, we have sales. Ooh. We've got a lot of sales here, so I'm going to just try and pick through some of the things. Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus on Steam is currently $47.51.
I think because my dad wants to play it, I'll get it on the floor.
South Park, The Fractured But Whole on Uplay is currently $43.19.
Even if it's on Steam, it'll be through Uplay.
Yeah,
it'll
be through Uplay, yeah. Yeah, that's why I'm kind of tempted to cancel my Steam pre-order and then buy it for Uplay.
Because, I mean, yeah, you'll activate it in Steam, but it'll open Uplay.
Yeah, it'll just open Uplay. South Park, The Fractured But Whole Gold Edition is $64.79 on Uplay.
What do you get with the gold? Is there DLC? Is there DLC for the first one?
No, there wasn't.
So. Yeah, I don't think so. Either.
But I think there's a season pass for The Fractured But Whole.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Here comes a mechanical keyboard again. Are we going to do a Who Won at E3 segment or no?
No.
Do you not believe in those?
You know
Matt?
Who wins? We win.
No. That's unacceptable. It is a competition. Competition breeds perfection.
The gold edition includes a season pass, a steelbook case, a set of physical lithograph prints, and a set of in-game costumes.
How do you get that on Steam?
They probably mail it to you.
Oh, okay. I was like,
the lithograph prints would be pretty cool.
What?
There are some free games. Oh. You can get Medal of Honor Pacific Assault on Origin for free. Mm-hmm. You can get Watch Dogs with Xbox One, Xbox Live Gold. You can get Killing Floor 2 for PlayStation Plus.
Yeah! That game's fun. If you have friends to play with.
Let's see.
I don't know anybody else who has PlayStation 4, though.
You can currently get the Xbox One S Battlefield 1 Storm Grey bundle plus extra controller for $250.
That's a deal.
You can get a PlayStation VR headset refurbished for $350.
I wouldn't try.
Oh my fucking god. So it's actually $349.99. The list price is $350. Jesus. Stupid as hell.
You get a once and offer.
You can get a Nintendo 3DS XL Galaxy style for $160.
Mm-hmm.
PlayStation Plus 12-month card for $50.
That's a deal.
Xbox Live 12-month membership, $47.99. What else we got here? We got a lot of stuff.
To come out with like a fucking, it was a 15-year.
I would probably buy it.
Yeah.
Or even a 5-year one. I'd get a 5-year one. I'd pay like $150 for 5 years.
You can get the new Final Fantasy 14 expansion for
$33.29. Maybe buy it for people who are like, oh, that's a great deal. Maybe buy it, but wait a couple weeks because I guess right now it is just shit. Their servers are getting fucked.
With
Friday the 13th?
No, Final Fantasy 14's new expansion. I guess the wait time is like in years.
Wow. All right, then.
So if you use the coupon code E3Offer, you can get things like Middle-Earth Shadow of War for Steam for $43.19.
Who cares?
Damn. The Evil Within 2 for $47.51, Fallout 4 VR for $47.51, Call of Duty WW2 for $47.51, Doom VR $23.75. A bunch of GTA 5 sales going on right now. You can get the Megalodon bundle, the Whale bundle, the Great White bundle, all
is it fucking Shark 50%
week? Off or more.
It's like they're Shark cards, like the in-game cash.
Mm-hmm. You can buy $1.2 million in Shark Cash for $13.49, and you can also get the complete edition of Grand Theft Auto 4 for $8.10.
That's a deal right there.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I saw something that was really funny. It was a timeline. It was you know that episode of The Simpsons where they're like, you can see the moment his heart breaks.
Yeah.
They're like, you can see the moment Rockstar discovered microtransactions, because from like Grand Theft Auto 4 to Grand Theft Auto 5, they had at least one game and some years two games released every single year. And then after Grand Theft Auto 5, for like the next 4 years, it's been nothing, 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 nothing.
Yeah. I mean, Rockstar is like Blizzard. They don't really release a game until it's done.
Yeah, but they've released at least one game every year for like this 8 years before that.
Yeah.
Whether it was.
But yeah, you're right. The money they're making off of microtransactions is ridiculous. those.
Because they put them up there, you know, is Grand Theft Auto 4, L.A. Noir, Red Dead Redemption. There were a couple other smaller titles that they were. Oh, Hitman? Max Payne?
Max Payne 3.
Max Payne. Okay. Yep. That was in there, too.
I yet to play that, but I hear it's really good.
There is a Bethesda sale going on, too. Elder Scrolls Online Gold Edition. Elder Scrolls, Skyrim Legendary, Fallout 4, Elder Scrolls 5, just the regular edition. Bunch of bundles out there, console game deals.
Why would you get Skyrim on the PC when you can just go get it on your Nintendo Switch?
Everybody knows that'll be superior.
Of course.
There's some Alienware sales and some HDTV sales, especially 4K, all the way down to $300. So.
Damn, 4K's hit it. Usually $300 is that mark when you're like, the TV technology has become cheap.
To be fair, it's Scepter, so don't know who the hell that is. But
still,
it's getting there.
They hit that 300 threshold.
All right, guys. That will do it for the E3 episode.
Yay.
So remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc. Send us your nudes at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com, especially arms nudes. And find us on YouTube, 3hitcombopodcast.
Helix, man. I'm a big fan.
So for Tam and Andy, this is Matt signing out.